Now, if people have come here today expecting some learned and erudite exegesis of the resurrection narratives, you are going to be so disappointed. If you didn't even know what that sentence meant, you're probably going to be really pleased. Because what we're doing today is we're starting off with the big Easter family quizaroo. Thank you. Now, I do want to just say to some of the more mature ones among us, you may know the answers to some of these questions, but do give the younger ones a chance. I'm going to let you decide which category you're in, and they're not necessarily related to age, by the way. Anyway, what we're going to do is just consider this fantastic time we're celebrating and find out how much we know or don't know about it, hence the quizaroo nature of what we're about to do. Right. We're looking for a word often associated with Easter with three letters in it. Shout it out. Yeah? Egg. Let's have a look. Hang on. You don't know he's right yet. Don't say well done. It could have been pie. Egg. Egg. Yes. Now, just out of interest, could anybody want to hazard a guess at what brand of egg that might be?
Galaxies.
Cadbury's, quite right. We even know the brand of eggs. What's going on? Yes. Okay. Are eggs mentioned in the Bible? We have a no. Hands up if you think no. Hands up if you think yes. Oh, come on, fence sitters. Let's find out. Are eggs mentioned in the Bible? Yes, they are. Luke 11, if someone asks for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? There you go. Fair dues. Has that got anything to do with Easter? No, you're quite right. It hasn't. Are chocolate eggs mentioned in the Bible? I had one yes, and I think I heard no from most other people. Does anybody know why chocolate eggs started at Easter time? Oh, Craig. Yes, understood. First bit's definitely right, second bit's right, but the real answer is a businessman saw an opportunity. Pretty much, that's what happened. Okay, we're good on the eggs. We've probably established, though, that that was a no, by the way. They're not mentioned in the Bible, chocolate eggs. Eggs actually don't have a lot to do with Easter. Not really. We can make some fancy things up about chicks and new life. I'll come on to that later, but they don't really have a great deal to do with Easter. We've made them that way, but they didn't. Okay, we are looking for a word. What's that? 1, 2, 3. That's a word with 5 letters, also often associated with Easter. Anybody want to hazard a guess? Oh, yeah, who said that? That was brilliant. Did you say bunny? Fantastic. Bunny. Look. There we go. Easter bunny, yeah. There we go. Okay. Let's carry on. Are rabbits mentioned in the Bible? We've got a no. We have a zippy. We've got no's around the place. Who said yes? Nathan said yes. Let's have a look. Yes. The rabbit also, for it chews the cud, is unclean for you. There you go, rabbits in the Bible. Okay. Are rabbits linked to Easter in the Bible? No, they are not. We're doing pretty well here, by the way. Let's continue. Okay, so it's eggs down, rabbits down. What's next on the list? We're looking for a 4-letter word that is often associated, certainly for some people, with the preparation for Easter. It could be, but it's not. Four letters. Four letters. cake. Good one. It is sometimes. That's not the one I'm looking for, but yes. We might have, yeah. Oh, the plural. See what you did there. Yeah. Clever. No. but good. Lamb. Another good one. Not the one we're looking for on this occasion. Menu. Well, if you're going out for Easter Sunday lunch, quite possibly. Okay, John. Zippy, have you got another answer? No. Lent. Oh, Lent. Right. Does anyone know what the word Lent means and where it comes from? I mean, there are apparently a number of different answers for this. John, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that one. There's all sorts. I mean, I'd spent some time trying to look this up. It's about spring. It's about the lengthening of the days, all that sort of stuff. Does Lent appear in the Bible apart from when it's in lentils? We don't count that, okay? Does Lent appear in the Bible? We've got a no. We've got a yes. That's all we need, a no or a yes. Yes, I have neither lent nor borrowed, Jeremiah 15:10. Come on. Does Lent appear as part of Easter in the Bible? No, it doesn't. We're doing well, by the way. This is very good. Let's carry on. So, eggs are gone, rabbits gone, Lent's gone. We are demolishing Easter here, folks. This isn't what you expected, I know, but bear with me. We're nearly there. We're now looking for a four-letter word that some people do also in preparation for Easter. That was quick. From the youngsters. It was pretty fast, yeah. So let's have a look if you're right. Whoa, yes, you were right. Fast. Who knows what fasting is? Younger ones. What's fasting? Anyone know? Yeah, the opposite of slow. Great. Hey, I'm slowing down. Does that mean a young one's fasting up? Fasting. What was that? Don't eat. That's good advice, and it's right. Yeah. Fasting is when people, for various reasons, decide not to eat. Now, does the Bible say Jesus' followers can or even should fast at Easter? A yes or a no? We've got no. We've got a yes. I can always count on Zippy for a yes. Well, I think so. The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, says Jesus. In those days, they will fast. Now, that really says there is a period that's absolutely right for fasting. And I don't believe it necessarily disappeared on the resurrection, because we are still waiting as the bride of Christ to be perfected, and we will meet the bridegroom. So, phew, we haven't totally demolished Easter. There's a yes there. So eggs are gone, rabbits are gone, Lent's gone, fasting, yeah. Now, I'm not going to embarrass anybody, I'm not going to ask this question, but my guess is many of us will have had or bought or received eggs for Easter. No problem. We might have had, received, sent or cards or even chocolate that has something to do with bunnies. We might well have decided to do some celebrating or practicing of some discipline at Lent. Don't know how many of us have fasted. Now, three of them don't really count for Easter. One of them does. Just saying. Right. Okay. I'll say, I don't want anyone else to put the hands up. Hands up if you didn't fast for Lent. Right. I didn't want anybody else to put the hands up. He's the biggie. Does Easter appear in the Bible? The word Easter. You were going to say yes, weren't you, Zippy? In fact, you did. We've got yeses, we've got yeses, we've got noes. Again, that does Easter appear in the Bible? It most certainly does not. No. Where has our audio gone?
Shock, horror. Easter is not in the Bible. Our journalist from West Auckland Vineyard Church heard today that Easter was not actually in the Bible. Find out more after this. At a church in West Auckland on this Easter Sunday morning, a preacher, so-called, told the congregation that many of the things that have become precious for them at Easter, including Easter, have nothing to do with Easter, and are not even in the Bible. What does this mean for the church?
What does this mean for the church? So much of the stuff that we wrap around Easter actually has little to do with Easter. What does this mean for the church? Now, I want to say I'm not being a killjoy. I'm not saying we should stop any of these things at all. There's nothing really wrong with any of them because, you know, these are part of the traditions that we build up around things, unless, of course, the wrapping and the packaging gets in the way of the gift. When the real meaning becomes the sideshow instead of the main event, then perhaps it's time to refocus and look at what it's all about. On the way here this morning, I had the radio on in the car, and I heard this. We'll give you 5 tips to make Easter more romantic. What a load of tosh. How about 1 tip to make Easter revolutionary and life-changing? That seemed a better option to me. So let's focus on the one word that everything else depends on. Paul, in the Bible, when he was writing, said that if this thing we're talking about hasn't actually happened, then we are to be pitied beyond all people. What is this thing? Resurrection. That's what today is about. That's what Paul said. If the resurrection of Jesus hasn't actually happened, just go and wash your cars. Do something useful. Because it all means nothing. So now we're getting somewhere. Why don't we call this day Resurrection Day and say it as it is? So people know, we're in Spain, there we go. The Spanish call this day Resurrection Day, saying it as it is. And it would sort of lend itself, I think. So I'm thinking of the people I work with. It would certainly prompt some questions or some discussion. I said, you know, this Sunday we're celebrating Resurrection Day. Because Easter, we've just wrapped it up in so much stuff that heart has disappeared for so many people. Let's go straight to the heart of it. Resurrection Day. Resurrection Day is just like Jesus' birthday. It's been renamed, watered down, messed around with, given a culturally acceptable gloss, surrounded by paraphernalia, basically drowned in less important stuff. So the meaning and the strength has gone. But Resurrection Day, that's something else. Let's be really clear about what resurrection is not. I'm sorry if you've said this and you think he's getting at me. I'm not. But it's not even remotely like the leaves reappearing in the spring and the plants budding again in the spring. It's not at all like the new life in an egg that's a chicken. Oh, it's not like that at all. It's not at all like this life we see in a... Does anybody know what the corporate noun is, or the, whatever it's called, for a bunch of little rabbits? No, something of little rabbits. I have no idea. I don't know. So I've just called them a litter, but I know that's not right. So resurrection is not at all like the new life we see when a litter of rabbits are born. All of those things, amazing as they might be, happen naturally in nature. They are all part of the normal course of events. And when I hear the resurrection likened to stuff like that, I just think, no. Resurrection is about so much more than that. Jesus had already shown the new life of being born. We call it Christmas and we celebrate that. As I said, I think that's been lost for many people in the wrapping and the packaging. Jesus had that new life of birth, and he was killed very publicly, very painfully. He was killed instead of you and me. He was killed by the likes of you and me. But then, having had the new life of birth, having been killed absolutely and publicly, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead. Resurrection is about life that defeats death. That's what it's about. Life that defeats death. It's the exact opposite of nature. This is not the waking up after a hibernation. Jesus wasn't hibernating. He was dead. This is not reawakening after a winter's rest where you've been able to, you know, regenerate everything. Jesus was dead. This is God taking something that by all human standards was finished, gone, ended, expired, of no further use, useless, defeated, beaten, broken, worn out, and dead. The resurrection is God saying, no, it doesn't end here. That's resurrection life. And Jesus experienced resurrection life. He was dead. God said no, and God breathed fresh, Holy Spirit empowered life, and resurrection happened. His death defying life, chaos shattering life. His clean sheet, sins forgiven, guilt removed, new start, Spirit empowered, Jesus following life. That's resurrection. That's resurrection. And I just wondered about us on this resurrection day. Are there areas in our lives that are just dead? We know the dead. There's the promise of life. Is the brokenness, disappointment, things that have just caused us to shrivel and die. There's resurrection life. Jesus breathes resurrection life. And that's my hope and my prayer for me, for each of us today. That within us, and there'll be bits in all of us in different areas, and we feel they've shriveled up and died. And God is saying, you know what? I want to bring them back to life. I want to sort that brokenness. I want to sort that disappointment. Resurrection life. So what about us on this resurrection day? Are you up for it? Because all we have to do is say, sorry, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit, that I might experience resurrection life today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every Sunday, that we might have such a celebration in our lives and hearts and spirits that we live resurrection life. Amen.